His second temptation is to doubt God's goodness. Notice what he says at the end of verse 1. He said, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? What? You can't eat from every tree of the garden? God said that? Why? What's he hiding from you? Doesn't God have your best interest in mind? Why would he limit you? Did you know we as humans don't like limits? We don't like limitations. In fact, we don't like rules. We don't like fences. We don't like speed limits. We don't like laws. We are at the nature base level lawless. And Satan feeds that in us. And Satan wants us to doubt God's goodness. He wants us to doubt God when we doubt God when we doubt his goodness. Satan wants us to believe that God is trying to hold out on us, that God is robbing us of some good times, God is out of touch with our needs, that God missed the disaster we just went through, that God messed up in the way he made us. You ever think about that? You didn't pick your family. God did. You didn't pick your physical attributes and aspects and even some of those unchangeable features. God picked all of them. Your folks did not. God did. And there are a lot of people that think God messed up in the family he put them in the body he put them in the situation in life he put them in. He messed up. And they doubt God's goodness. They think he's out of touch with their needs. You know, I hear that one all the time. I hear that all the time when couples are breaking up and one or the other is straying because they say that the other one isn't meeting their needs. And they justify their sin by saying that God isn't meeting my needs in the way that he ordained through marriage and through that relationship, so they're going to find it elsewhere. And that is always doubting God, doubting God's character of his goodness. It's a direct attack on his character, because one of the great truths about God is the moral attribute that God is good. He is the standard for good. He is the only one that knows what is good. He is the one that decides what is good. He is the one that gives what is good. And we are the ones that are supposed to acknowledge and agree with him that what he says and what he gives is good.